The about turn by Germany, which has now decided to send arms to Ukraine, led swiftly to a change in the European Union position.
The European Union steps up once more its support for Ukraine and the sanctions against the aggressor, that is Putin's Russia. For the first time ever, the European Union will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack. This is a watershed moment.
That just one of a series of new tough measures announced by the EU, targeting not just Russia, but its key ally, Belarus.
We will target the other aggressor of this war, Lukashenko's regime. Lukashenko's regime is complicit in the vicious attack against Ukraine. So we will hit Lukashenko's regime with a new package of sanctions.
The EU foreign ministers met later by video link to formally endorse the new measures that also ban Russian media outlets RT and Sputnik from operating in EU countries. In recent days, more and more European countries have imposed bans on Russian planes entering their airspace. Now an EU-wide ban is going to be put in place, the aim to further isolate Russia and the government of Vladimir Putin. EU interior ministers have also been meeting to deal with the growing refugee crisis. They fear the total number of people fleeing their homes could grow to 7 million. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Brussels.